You mentioned capecitabine as part of neoadjuvant therapy as opposed to continuous infusion 5-FU. Where are we with that?
A number of phase 2 trials have reported good tolerance and ability of combining capecitabine, oxaliplatin, and radiation therapy in the neoadjuvant setting. There is very good activity in terms of the percentage of individuals with locally advanced disease who are resected and no evidence of the tumor is found. So the so-called pathologic CR rate is in the order of 15 to 20% with this regimen. So I think that there is a growing degree of comfort here, but again, it's really in need of larger experience, maybe phase 3 clinical trials to really nail down what the role of capecitabine oxaliplatin may be in the neoadjuvant therapy of rectal cancer.
And of course, there's a major NSABP trial that's addressing that question. The other thing that NSABP trial is looking at is the addition of oxaliplatin in the neoadjuvant regimens. What about oxaliplatin in general with neoadjuvant therapy for rectal cancer?
Usually, the therapy is short enough that we really don't run into the chronic neuropathy that we see when we give oxaliplatin over 8 or 10 courses in the metastatic setting. So actually, the safety is maybe increased when used for a short period of time in the neoadjuvant setting.
Do you think there's a potential role, maybe in a younger patient, of using oxaliplatin in a non-protocol setting as part of neoadjuvant therapy?
It could be used based on phase 2 data, and there are now several phase 2 trials have been reported. It's just a question of what the level of comfort is proceeding on the basis of phase 2.